time penning lines, it was the age of 12. Good lyrics, no flow, it was a waste of skill. But still recorded songs, so I had to make it ill. Gave it to my friends, regardless if they hate it still. So I started spitting, jumping in the cypher shit. Sucked at freestyle, was better at just writing it. But off the head, I had times of good moments, nigga. Killed battles, blacked out when I was flowing, niggas. Cocky round the island, so we started new beef. Back against the wall, wasn't scared to lose teeth. Loud and arrogant, punchlines and similes. Time to leave here, cause my time is limiting. Hawaii is my home, shit is where this nigga grown. But little did I know Orlando be my second home. Got with my nigga in, now we going in. A couple blows, a couple shows, and a couple spins. So the noise just made it back to Hawaii. So I'm doing more shows, but this time I'm flying. Always got that home love, but this time I'm shining. But the buzz went from huge to somehow dying. And all the majors that was interested is flat now. They said we like him, but then he gotta stand out. Now my money's low when my debt is stocking big. I'm like, damn, fuck it, nigga, something gotta give. Stuck up in my bachelor mind, I live a single life. And when it comes to girls, I'm looking for the mingle type. Not just a one nighter, maybe we could build it tight. But business on my ass, you cannot catch the feelings, right? And if you did, I'm gonna jet, moving to the next. Have my heart on the line, fuck that stupid bet. My homegirl, she always introduced me to a set. She all game is like she's moving me to her best. So one night, she comes over with a new face. Cute smile, wavy hair, and a small waist. So I make my moves, gave my number, never rude. But she gives a smirk and says she's never calling dudes. Intuition hints to me that she's just bitter. And of course it's probably something from an ex nigga. Fuck it, I'ma see what she's about. And never know, she could really be a nice friend. Ha! So we talking and we building. Read each other out and we sparking and we chilling. She got a good heart, good combo. Even does charity work. Aw shit, you catching feelings. And I was right about that one dude she was dealing. Anger, alcohol doesn't make a good mixing. I'm too cool for this, trying to keep composure. My logic's fucking up, my emotions are taking over. So then I put it out, I tell her how I'm seeing it. I said it could be great, she said she don't believe in it. She's too scared to put her heart into another guy. But deep inside, I could tell it was a front and lie. There's times we would glare into each other's eyes. Caught up in the moment, then she just puffs a sigh. What we have is good, but it could be better and amazing. I'm trying to stay clever with my sayings. If it's a game, then my ass is never playing it. If she's a hoe, then you know I'm never saving it. Time for breaking it and just charging to the game. But she read me good and got a ball in my face. Yes, we crossed the line, felt the action and the heat. Pinned me against the wall like you're not leaving me. Went with the passion, lips touching, hair grabbing. All tension, frustration was put in action. Afterwards, I'm like, where do we go from here? We on the phone, but I can sense all of it. She wants it back to how it was and not how it is. I'm like, pause, something gotta give. Now in the first verse I sort of miss a few facts. Cause it was church where I first started to do raps. A ministry that used hip hop to reach people. Brought some light to a world that just sees evil. Yeah, I was raised Christian, but a nigga grew older. Realistic thoughts like my mind went sober. Honestly, I think the problem is that people look at God as a person. It's a fact, so they serving, but never tried to find God is indescribable. God is life, mother nature, it's intangible. This universe, I find it hard to believe we the only life form. I think different from the norm. All these galaxies, and there's a book instruct beings only living in this earth. Yes, the truth, it fucking hurts. Notice a plot hole, see a human mistake. So a man-made book is where you're doing your faith. Whatever gets you to bed at night. For me, it just isn't right. I guess I ain't seeing the light. They say you have to believe something. Shit, I believe in me. Self-respect, so I reap my seed. If I'm made in God's image, then technically I'm God of my own life. Cause life is what you make it to live. I'm not knocking your religion. This is just how I'm living. So please respect me. If not, then something gotta give.